在使徒时代，教会只有一个。
In the apostolic church, there was only one church.
当然，教会就没有记载什么名字。
And at that time, the church did not have a name.
但是现在有很多各种不同的教派。
But today there are all sorts of denominations.
那就需要一个分别，所以我们教会有一个名字。
To distinguish ourselves from the other denominations, we need to have a name.
所以真耶稣教会跟使徒教会一样，不是名字。
The true Jesus Church is not really a name like the Apostolic Church.
是它里面所传的道，它的灵，它的本质是一样的。
The true Jesus Church is the same as the Apostolic Church, not in the name, but in the essence, in the preaching of the gospel and the Holy Spirit.
我们今天要复兴使徒教会，要复兴成为使徒教会，就要不断在使徒行传里面去找我们的方向。
Today, in order to restore the Apostolic Church, we need to continuously seek the right direction in the Acts of the Apostles.
那使徒教会照着主的应许不断在发展。
Through the promise of the Lord, the Apostolic Church continued to develop.
但在发展的过程也遇到一些困难跟危机。
But in the process of development, they met with obstacles and crises.
我们可以看到使徒有非常属灵的智慧照着神的心意来解决教会的问题。
But from the Bible, we can see that the apostles had the wisdom and the heart of God to resolve the problems within the church.
所以这些问题并没有半阻碍的教会的成长，反而解决完之后，圣工更加的发展。
Therefore, the obstacles they faced did not hinder the church work at all. In fact, it prompted for even further development.
那这些问题有一些是魔鬼的工作。
Some of these obstacles were the works of Satan.
那有一些是人为。
And some of them were due to human factors.
但是使徒都能够看清楚神要教他们怎么做。
But regardless, the apostles were able to discern what the Lord's will was.
所以今天我们在教会发展的过程当中一定会遇到问题，因为使徒教会也有问题。
Today, in developing our church, we'll definitely encounter difficulties just as the apostolic church did.
但是关键就是要怎么解决。
But the key question is, how do we resolve these difficulties?
既然教会是主耶稣的，
Since the church belongs to Christ,
我们只是主的工人，
and we are only his workers.
所以我们需要了解主耶稣要我们怎么做。
We need to understand what the Lord wants us to do.
那照着神的心意来做，我们教会就会继续不断的发展。
Then we can address our problems according to the will of the Lord. Then the church will continue to grow.
那在安提阿在耶路撒冷的教会有问题，在安提阿教会也有问题。
The church met with problems both when they were in Jerusalem as well as when they moved to Antioch.
在使徒行传十五章记载他们遇到另外一个问题。
In Acts chapter 15, it records of the second crisis they met.
这个问题就是对道理的看法不一样。
And the problem at that time was a different interpretation of the truth.
这个问题可能会带来很严重的后果。
And this problem posed a very possible serious consequence.
我们看十五章的第一节。
Let's read Acts chapter 15, verse 1.
有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，就不能得救。这个地方有一些人说，虽然外邦人信主，还是要守摩西的规条，不然就不能得救。
Some men insisted that those Gentile believers had to be circumcised in order to be saved.
所以他认为守摩西的律法跟得救有关。
These people believed that observing the Mosaic law was necessary for salvation.
但是保罗在圣灵的启示下，他知道摩西的律法其实没有办法靠律法来得救的。
But under guidance of the Holy Spirit, Paul knew that observing the law could not lead to salvation.
要靠在主耶稣里面的义才能够得救。
But a person is saved through the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
不是守律法的。
Not by observing the law.
所以这个如果没有解决，可能教会会分裂的。
If this problem was not addressed well, then the church might have split.
因此这个问题要怎么解决，这是一个很重要的使徒教会所要面对的一件事情。
So the important question, the important issue here was how was the church going to resolve this problem?
首先我们看这个问题解决的结果是怎样。
First, let's look at the result of the resolution.
我们看16章。
Please read chapter 16.
16章第4节。
Chapter 16, verse 4.
他们经过各城把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。15节。
5.
于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天增加。 这个第四节就是把耶路撒冷的会议，差遣人到各处去解释。According
to verse 4, the decision that was reached at Jerusalem was delivered to all the churches in every city.
结果第五节，众教会信心就坚固。Verse
5, consequently, the churches were strengthened in the faith.
人数就天天增加。And
the increased in number daily.
所以这是一种很正面的结果。
This was a very positive result.
虽然从问题开始，但到最后带给教会不断的成长。Even
though this story began with a crisis, it ended with even further growth.
我们今天在教会里面有一些不同的真理问题。Today
in the church, we may have differences of interpretations concerning certain truths.
有一个就是我们的基本教义。One
has to do with our basic doctrines.
就是我们教会的十大信条。
Namely, the 10 articles of faith of the true Jesus Church.
这个是整个真耶稣教一个根本。This
is the foundation of the true Jesus Church.
那这个十大信条里面有所谓真耶稣教五大教义。And
among the 10 articles of faith are the so-called five basic doctrines.
这个是圣灵启示我们初代工人。These
doctrines were revealed through the Holy Spirit to our early workers.
跟其他的教会完全不一样。
And they are distinct from what the other denominations preach.
那五大教义里面有三个圣礼。
Among the five basic doctrines are three sacraments.
这是跟得救有直接关系的。
All of which have to do with our salvation.
再加上圣灵，再加上安息日。
And in addition to the sacraments are the doctrines of the Holy Spirit and Sabbath.
所以如果对这个十大教义的解释不同，真耶稣教会就会分裂。
Today, if we have differences of interpretation concerning these 10 articles of faith, then our church could split.
因为这个得救的教义不一样，这个教会没有办法合一。Because
if we cannot have the same agreement on the doctrines of salvation, we cannot be united.
这个为什么说其他的教会可以接纳真耶稣教会，让真耶稣教会的传道在他们台上讲道，但是真耶稣教会没有办法 允许其他教会的传道在我们台上讲道。And
it is for the very same reason that other churches may allow our pastors to speak on their podiums, but the true Jesus Church would never allow a pastor of another denomination to deliver a message.
因为没有圣灵的引导，我们对这个得救的教义的解释不能够完全跟神的心意一样。Because
without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, a person cannot possibly interpret the Bible according to the will of God.
所以如果对这个教义有不同的解释，应该是提交我们教会的真理研究，大家能够接受才能够发表。So
whenever there are differences of opinion regarding the truth, regarding the doctrines, they must go through the truth research committee.
但是有一些虽然不是十大教义，但是跟我们共同的信仰有关系的。
In addition to these, some doctrines, teachings may not necessarily have to do with the 10 articles of faith directly, but they would affect our faith.
那这个只能够在一个真理研究的场合或特殊的场合能够发表。
And if a person has a unique opinion or interpretation, he or she first needs to bring it up to the truth research.
因为对一些很特殊的解释，这个共信之道的解释， 会造成信徒的一种在心理上的一种分裂。Because
a different interpretation of our common faith will cause schism within the church.
所以这个使徒教会在面对这个问题，这是相当严肃的一个问题。Therefore,
the problem that faced the apostles at that time was a very serious one.
那我们看他们是怎么解决的。Let's
look at how they resolved this problem.
我们看使徒行传的15章。Let's
come back to Acts 15.
第二节
，Verse 2，
保罗就拿 巴拿巴与他们大大的争辩，众门徒就定规叫保罗和巴拿巴本会中几个人为所争辩的上耶路撒冷去见使徒跟长老，所以到最后他们召开耶路撒冷会议。
In the end, they conducted a meeting in Jerusalem.
所以在整个使徒行传里面，我们没有看到一个行政上很严谨的组织。
Throughout the Acts of the Apostles, we do not see a very rigidly well-structured organization.
对到好像全世界好像一个很严谨的组织看不到这样。
We do not see such a well-formed organization.
但是有一点就是对真理的问题，他们召开整个这些长老、使徒一些工人的会议。
However, when disputes arose over the truth, they called a meeting among the apostles and the elders.
这个是最重要的一部分。
And this is an essential step.
所以教会传的快慢，当然这个是很重要，但是最重要就是里面的道理不能变。
Regardless of how fast the church grows, the important thing is the truth that she preaches must not change.
那我们再看这些使徒，他们在开始在解决、在讨论这个问题，也开始的时候有很多不同的意见。
When the apostles began to discuss this matter, initially they had differences of opinions too.
但是他们从不同开始，从相同结束。
But they started with disagreements, yet ended with agreement.
在整个讨论过程当中，
and throughout the process of discussion,
我们看到有引用圣经的根据，
we noticed that they quoted from the scriptures.
也有看到神迹奇事同工的证明，
they also cited the confirmation of signs and miracles.
那到最后也没有表决。
And in the end, they did not put the matter to vote.
我们看19节。
Let's read verse 19.
所以据我的意见，这个是雅各的意见。
Therefore, I judge, the I refers to James.
那20节。
Verse 20.
只要写顺吩咐他们禁戒即偶像的物、污秽奸淫，并乐死的牲畜跟血。
But that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood.
结果雅各说据他个人的意见，但是到28节他怎么说呢？
Even though in verse 19, James said that he judged that this was the right thing to do, but later on in verse 28,
因为这是圣灵跟我们定义的。
He said, the letter wrote, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
这个我们不只是雅各一个人啊，是所有在场开会的人。
Us, meaning all of the people at the meeting, not just James.
那为什么雅各一个人的意见到最后变成圣灵跟我们大家的定义？
Why was it that the opinion of James could later become the decision of the entire body?
因为当大家被圣灵充满，
and that of the Holy Spirit, because when everybody's filled with the Holy Spirit,
有属灵的智慧。
Everyone will be filled with spiritual wisdom.
对神的话能够了解很深入。
Everyone will have a profound understanding of God's word.
对神的心意能够很敏感的了解。
And everyone will have a keen sense of the will of God.
所以雅各一讲，大家在内心那个圣灵的感动，良心的平安，让他们知道这就是神的旨意。
So when James shared his personal opinion, the rest of the body responded under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and a clear conscience.
那这个告诉我们在教会里面开会一个最理想的方式。
And here we see an example of a perfect decision-making process within the church.
就是开会就是要解决问题。
The purpose of meetings is to resolve issues.
但是最好的解决方式就是非常的确定，这是圣灵跟我们一起做决定。
But the ideal decision is one where we're certain that it was the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us.
我们在外面的民主是多数决的。
In the worldly democracy, majority rules.
但是在教会里面，民主不一定代表神的旨意，多数决不一定代表神的旨意。
But in the church, majority does not necessarily mean the will of God.
比方说以色列百姓，他们在走到旷到迦南地旁边。
Take for example the Israelites, they came to the border of Canaan.
结果他们就派12个探子去探迦南地。
And they sent in 12 spies to spy out the land.
每一个支派派一个人。
And one from every tribe.
这也等于说一种代表，代表大会。
So it was like a delegation.
那回来之后，
After the spies came back,
10个支派说，不能去。
10 delegates said that they shouldn't go up.
那里人高马大,
because the people in the Canaan were very tall and strong.
比起我们像蚱蜢一样,
they said, compared to them, we are like grasshoppers, we'll be eaten alive.
那有两个支派,
but two tribes were very were of great faith.
神跟我们同在,
they said, the Lord is on our side, we will definitely be victorious.
所以从他们所表示的意见里面也可以已经可以看得出来, 多数决是站在神的对边, 不是站在神同一边。
So just by looking at the number, we could see that the majority was actually against God's will, not on God's side.
所以需要在旷野再绕 40年。
As a result, the Israelites had to wander in the wilderness for another 40 years.
一直到他们对神有绝对的信心。
It wasn't until they were able to find absolute faith in God.
所以40年后他们要面对相同的一个问题, 我们要进迦南地区。
That they could enter the land of Canaan. And 40 years later, they had to face the same problem.
是40年前他们说人高马大那个地。
Concerning the promised land, which 40 years ago they said were, that the people there were tall and strong.
那这个40年的磨练结果啊, 这个新生的一代已经有信心了。
After 40 years of training, the new generation of the Israelites had better faith.
当他们进到迦南地,
when they entered into the land of Canaan,
40年前那个10个很悲观的人所讲的话, 完全没有发生。
None of the things reported by the 10 spies without faith ever happened.
你看攻耶利哥城连一个人也没有死。
When they besieged, when they took down the city of Jericho, no one, there was no casualty.
是神 在带领他们,
because God was their leader.
所以有时候教会发生问题,
so sometimes when there are problems in the church, it is a form of training for us.
要操练到什么时候?
When do we have to be trained until?
操练到我们大家对神有信心。
We have to be trained until that all of us develop a strong faith in God.
如果我们没有信心,
if we don't have faith,
很多很好的事情, 你也没有办法多数解。
Even the most wonderful things will not be able to have a majority agreement.
但是当我们信心增加,
however, if we can increase our faith,
我们知道这是神的旨意,
and we know that this is the will of God,
我们知道神无所不能,
and we know that God is almighty,
很多我们过去信心微小的时候不敢做, 我们现在就敢做。
Then many of the things that we were too timid to do when we were weak in faith, we will now be able to do.
所以使徒行传15章告诉我们教会解决问题的一个方式。
Therefore, Acts chapter 15 gives us an example of how to resolve problems in the church.
当然,多数决是一个原则。
Of course, the majority rules, this is a general principle.
但不是绝对的。
But this is not an absolute rule.
还有一个更上一层的。
There is a higher rule.
就是他必须是圣灵跟我们大家一起做决定。
And that is, the decision needs to be that of the Holy Spirit and of us.
也因为这个原因, 我们在教会里面开会一定要充分的祷告。
And it is for this very reason that we have to pray sufficiently whenever we make decisions in the church.
从上头领受神给我们智慧来明白神的心。
We need to receive the wisdom from above, from God, so that we can have an understanding.
从上头来领受神给我们的信心。
And we also need to receive faith from above, so that we may overcome the obstacles ahead of us. This was a key method for resolving problems within the apostolic church.
所以我们教会要发展，一定要回到使徒教会来找答案。
So if we want our church to develop today, we need to go back to the apostolic church to find the answers.
没有一本书能够告诉我们属灵的答案，除了圣经之外。
No other book than the Bible can give us spiritual answers.
如果我们在圣经以外去寻找答案，所建设的教会可能没有真耶稣教的本质在里面。
If we were to establish a church with the guidelines from another book, a book other than the Bible, then the church we established would not be like the true Jesus church.
我们需要神给我们属灵的眼光，在圣经里面看出神的旨意。
Let us ask God for spiritual insight so that we may perceive God's will through the scriptures.
好，我们再看第三点，工人。
Let's look at the third point, the workers.
整个使徒行传里面记载两个重要的工人。
The Acts of the Apostles focuses on two key workers.
当然其他也不是不重要，只是他们 神要他们做的工作是其他方面的。
This is not to say all the other workers were insignificant. It's just that they had other priorities from God.
一个就是彼得。
The first key worker was Peter.
这可以从第一章一直到 12章。
And he is the main character in of chapters 1 through 12.
然后从 13章到 28章, 另外一个工人叫保罗。
And from chapter 13 to chapter 28, we read more about another worker called Paul.
那如果我们把这两个工人并在一起来看,
if we put these two workers side by side,
我们会发现这个两个人相差太大。
We'll notice a drastic difference between them.
也在相差太大的当中, 我们看到神的奇妙。
Yet, within this drastic difference, we see the wondrous arrangement of God.
彼得什么都没有。
Peter seemed to have nothing.
因为他是一个渔夫。
Because he was a fisherman.
所以使徒行传说他是无学的小民。
According to the wording of Acts, he was an unschooled man.
但是保罗什么都有。
Paul, on the other hand, seemed to have everything.
宗教的背景。
He had a strong religious background.
宗教的热忱。
He had great religious fervor.
宗教上的完美。
And he had religious blamelessness.
世界上的教育。
He was well educated in the world.
社会上的地位,
he had position in this in the society.
什么都有,
he had everything.
但是我们看这个两个这么不同的人, 神都可以用他们来完成不同,
But God was able to use these two drastically different people to accomplish the different stages of church development.
所以今天我们没有办法用世俗的条件来论定 什么样的人神才会用，什么样的人神不用。
So today we cannot use secular criteria to determine if a person will be used by God.
因为基本上人只是一个器皿。
Because ultimately we are but vessels.
你看彼得什么都没有。
Peter had nothing.
但是当神要用他。
But when God used him.
他所要完成工作所需要的神一直给他。
God continued to endow upon Peter everything he needed to accomplish the work from God.
神给他智慧,他可以明白神的话。
God gave him the wisdom to understand the word of God.
神给他权柄。
God gave him authority.
所以他讲道可以扎人的心。
So that his message could cut to the heart of the listeners.
所以他什么都没有,他还可以完成神给他的托付。
Even though he seemed to have nothing, he was able to accomplish God's mission.
但是我们再看保罗。
Let's look at Paul.
什么都有。
He had everything.
但是仔细从保罗的书信, 你从头读到后面。
But if you read through Paul's epistles,
他所有的那很多的部分, 后来神一个要把它切掉。
You will see that God gradually took away the things that he boast about.
所以他说, 过去我觉得有益处的, 我现在认识耶稣都当作有损。
And he concluded, whatever I consider to be gain, now I consider it loss for the sake of Christ.
因为到最后,他不是靠他所有别人所没有的那一部分来完成神的工作。
He was able to ultimately accomplish the work of God, not by using the things that other people did not have.
他所靠的是神给他的恩赐跟能力。
Instead, he relies solely on the grace and power of God.
所以他也能够被神用。
Therefore, he was able to be used by God as well.
所以我们要知道,如果我们有更优越的条件能够被神所用,
So we must understand that if we seem to have superior qualifications to be used by God,
当然这是好的。
This may be a good thing.
但是很多世俗的条件跟完成神的工作是没有关系的。
However, many secular criteria or qualifications have nothing to do with accomplishing the work of God.
那保罗就能够认清楚这一点,很多条件跟完成神的工作没有关系的,所以他觉得这个可以拿掉。
And because Paul recognized that the qualifications he used to have could not bring about the success in the kingdom of God, he was willing to relinquish them.
比方说保罗接受过很高深的学问。
For example, Paul was very well educated.
那希腊人要求智慧。
The Greeks sought wisdom.
他讲的智慧不是属灵的智慧。
But the wisdom they sought after was not a spiritual wisdom.
是这些学术哲学上的智慧。
They were scholarly wisdom.
所以保罗有能力用他的这一部分来讲解基督的道理。
Paul was gifted with the ability to explain Jesus Christ through such kind of wisdom.
但是保罗说我不这样做。
But Paul chose not to do so.
我讲的就是基督的大脑。
Paul simply declared the power of Christ.
所以使人夸耀的是基督的大能，不是我比别人超越的那一部分。
So that he could only boast about the great power of Christ, not his unique abilities.
因此保罗对这个他身上所有他自己看得很清楚。
Paul was very clear about the things that he possessed.
到底哪一部分可以用，哪一部分不可以用，他抓得很清楚。
He had a very clear understanding of which aspects of his gifts he could use and which he shouldn't.
那我们看第一点哈。
Let's look at point A.
受托以前的彼得。
Peter, point one, Peter before being entrusted with the mission.
那第二点就是彼得的转变。
Point two, transformation of Peter.
主耶稣在马可福音第三章告诉门徒。
In Mark chapter 3, the Lord Jesus told the disciples,
说你们来跟从我。
Follow me.
那到马可福音十六章。
In Mark chapter 16.
我们看马可福音十六章的十五节。
Let's read Mark 16 verse 15.
马可福音十六章的十五节。
Mark 16, 15.
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。这里主耶稣告诉彼得。
Jesus told Peter.
当然告诉门徒了哈。要往普天下去传福音。
And,
去往普天下去传福音。
As well as the other disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
前面讲来，后面讲去。
Initially, Jesus said, come, follow me. Now he says, go.
这两句话相差三年的，差不多三年多一点的时间。
And the time span between these two statements was about 3 years.
也就这三年多的时间，这个十二个门徒啊，十一后来变十一个，是跟从主耶稣的。
In other words, during these 3 years, the originally chosen 12 disciples, which later became 11, followed the Lord Jesus.
我们现在常常讲说，新受洗要经过最少三年才可以当负责人。
Today we have the qualification that the a newly baptized person must wait till 3 years before he can be elected as a council member.
那为什么要一个三年呢？
Where did the number three come from?
你看主耶稣在训练门徒，他是主耶稣啊，他都需要三年。
Our Lord Jesus had to take 3 years to train up the disciples.
所以我们信主之后有三年的时间，如果真正来跟从主，让我们灵性成熟到一个阶段，我们才可以负担比较重要的圣工。
So it is natural that we expect a typical person to go through 3 years of maturity in order to shoulder an important sacred work.
那这个三年的时间就是要改变彼得。
And during these 3 years, Jesus transformed Peter.
也就是要装备他，让他能够成为一个合用的器皿。
Jesus equipped him to be a useful vessel.
那这个要改变彼得，我们可以发现，第一个就是要让彼得认识他自己。
In order to transform Peter, Jesus first of all had to make Peter understand himself.
借着主耶稣所讲的话，借着他对一件事情的反应，来认识他是谁。
Peter needed to understand who he really was through the words of Jesus Christ as well as his response to certain situations.
那第二个就是让他能够真的有那个能力去改变自己。
And the second purpose or goal was for Peter to be able to transform himself.
今天我们要进步，一定要先认识我是谁。
Today, if we want to improve ourselves, we need to first understand who we are.
如果我们不认识自己，我们就没有办法进步。
If we don't really know who we are, we cannot improve ourselves.
因为如果我不知道我有什么缺点，那我怎么去改变我的缺点呢？
If we don't even know what our weaknesses are, how can we overcome them?
但是我们人要怎么去了解自己是什么样的人呢？
But how can we as human beings understand who we really are?
世界上一切都是相对的。
Everything in this world is relative.
既然相对，就没有什么是绝对的对，绝对的错。
If everything is relative, there are no absolute rights and wrongs.
所以我们在世界上，你很难讲我对还是我错。
So if you use the standard of the world, you can't really say somebody is right or wrong.
我们唯一能够认识自己的就是当主耶稣住在我们里面的时候。
The only way to truly know ourselves is when we have Jesus in our hearts.
我们用主的标准，用主的形象来衡量自己。
Only then can we measure ourselves through the guide, through the standard and the yardstick of Christ.
因为他是昨日、今日、明日，永远不改变。
Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
只有那个永远不改变的耶稣在我们面前像一面镜子，我们才能够看清楚自己。
Only the constant Lord Jesus can be our true mirror with which we reflect on ourselves.
那我们才能够一直在进步。
Only then can we improve ourselves constantly.
所以一个人要服侍神，必须要常常靠亲近主耶稣，这是对的。
Therefore, it is only right for a person to draw close to God if he wants to serve.
那我们才会认识自己，我们才会进步。
Only then will he really understand himself and make improvements.
我们在服侍中才会不断的长进。
Only then will he continue to mature as he serves.
那为什么有的人服侍到最后的教会也不来，圣工也不参加，信心反而破产呢？
Why is it that some people, after serving for a long time, ended up not coming back to church and going bankrupt in their faith?
如果我们所做的一切都是对的，
if everything we do is right,
是蒙合神心意的，
and according to the heart of God,
一定会得神祝福，
then we will definitely receive his blessing,
一定可以荣耀神，造就人，也对自己有益处，
we'll be able to glorify God, edify others as well as ourselves.
但是问题就是当我们觉得自己没有问题，
but the problem happens when we think that we have no problem.
那我们觉得我们没有问题，那问题发生的时候，问题都在别人。
When we think that we have no problem, then whenever there are problems, we blame it on other people.
那其实有时候我们是问题的本身，有时候我们是问题的一部分。
When oftentimes we ourselves are the cause or at least part of the problem.
那我们本身觉得我没有问题，我们继续服侍下去就会变成一种伤害。
And if we don't even see our own problems, then if we continue to serve, we could become, we can cause detriment to the church.
有时候是伤害别人，有时候是伤害自己。
We could hurt others as well as ourselves.
所以当我们常常有主做我们一个标准，
if we have our Lord Jesus, however, as our guideline,
我们对自己非常的敏感，
if we are sensitive about who we really are,
在问题产生的时候，我们知道我们到底有没有错，我们错在哪里，
and when faced with problems, we are able to examine ourselves to see whether we have done wrong and where we have gone wrong.
那我们不断地一直在调整自己，
and if we're able to constantly adjust ourselves,
那这样服侍越久，我们灵性就越进步。
Then the longer we serve, the more spiritual we become.
因为我们有一个主耶稣在旁边做我们的一个镜子。
Because we always have our Lord Jesus Christ by our side to serve as our mirror.
那服侍的结果就是得神的赏赐。
Then the fruit of our service will be reward from God.
所以我们看彼得在跟从耶稣的过程当中，有几件事情让彼得深深的认识他自己。
When Peter followed Jesus Christ, several events made him truly understand who he was.
你看马太福音十六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew 16.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men."
主耶稣只是门徒，他要去上耶路撒冷受苦。
The Lord Jesus revealed to the disciples that he was going up to Jerusalem to suffer.
被杀。
He would be killed.
第三日复活。
And be raised on the third day.
当然跟着主耶稣一段时间，他对主耶稣总有一点感情，总是有爱的。
Having followed Jesus for a while, Peter must have affection for the Lord.
所以他自然的就说，主啊，这事必不临到你的身上。
So it was only human for him to say to the Lord, far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
这应该是出于好意吧。
It was a very good intention.
但是耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦退我后边去。
But Jesus turned and said to him, get behind me, Satan.
我想这句话一定给彼得一生难忘。
I'm sure these words must have been unforgettable for Peter.
我活的一辈子没有人说我撒旦，忽然间主耶稣撒旦。
He must have thought I lived all my life and no one ever called me Satan, and now Jesus calls me Satan.
我在想，如果一个神学生跟着我，撒旦退我后边去吧，他可能款行李拿着回去吧。
I believe if a preacher ever says to a theological student, Satan, get away from me, I'm sure he'll pack up and go home.
但这个一棒一打，彼得醒过来了。
But this really woke up Peter.
要爱耶稣不错。
Yes, he loved the Lord.
但你的爱是人的意思， 还是神的意思。
But the question is whether this love came from human will or divine will.
这个是一个大关键。
This was very crucial.
所以彼得能够认识自己，就是从耶稣的这一句话来的。
Peter came to recognize who he was through the words of the Lord.
只要耶稣讲的是绝对的对，你就不需要讨论了。
Since Jesus' words are absolutely right, there is no room for discussion.
所以我们今天呢，在服侍神当中啊。
Today in our serving, in serving God,
我们就发现了，其实很多人都很爱神。
We can see that everybody loves God.
但如果不爱神，他根本就他就不会来教会了。
Why would people bother to come if they don't want, they don't love God?
他如果没有爱神，他聚完会他就走了。
If they don't love God, they would just come to service at the most and go back home right after.
他可以到世界上用那些时间赚很多钱，可以享受。
They can earn a lot of money. People can earn a lot of money and enjoy themselves in the world.
所以你看，很多人很热心在服侍神，都是很爱神的。
So all the brothers and sisters serve God actively because they love God.
但是问题为什么有时候一群人在一起做这个问题很多
？But why is it that within certain groups of workers there are a lot of problems?
大家都很爱神啊，为什么问题很多
？If everybody loves God so much, how come there are so many problems?
因为有的人是体贴神的意思，有的人是体贴人的意思。
Because some people are mindful of the things of God, whereas others are mindful of the things of men.
爱都是好的，但是有的这个是用人的爱，有的用神的爱，就是这样不同了。
While love is good, the problem happens when some use human love and others use God's love.
那魔鬼就很厉害，借着这个不同，他就在夹缝里面制造对立矛盾。
Satan, being the devil he is, causes division by using this kind of difference.
所以本来大家的动机都是好的。
Even though everyone started with a good intention.
但是动机都是好，都很爱神，到最后造成教会分裂，或者说表面上很和好，但是内心里面已经拉距离了。
But even with the best intentions, there could be division within the church, and people distance themselves from each other.
所以主耶稣对彼得这个提醒啊，让他一生难忘。
So Jesus' reminder to Peter must have been an unforgettable experience through the rest of his life.
爱很好。
While love is good.
但是请问是用人的爱呢，还是用上头神的爱呢？
The question is, are you using the love of men or the love from above?
那我们看前面呢，彼得在只说你是基督是永生神的儿子，16节。
In verse 16, Peter said that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他实际节说，这不是属肉指示你，不是人告诉你，这是天上的神指示你的。
Verse 17, Jesus said to him, this is revealed to you by my Father in heaven, not by flesh or blood.
但是下来一段又变成撒旦退我后边去吧。
But then just a few verses later, Jesus said to him, Satan, get away from me, Satan.
所以这个还没有得到圣灵啊，有时候神感动，我们对一个事情可以认识很清楚，但是有时候我们对一些事情确实很迟钝。
Without the Holy Spirit, a person may sometimes be keen to the guidance of God, where it becomes very dull in other aspects.
那一直到圣灵内住在我们内心，我们才真的对神的旨意能够非常的敏感。
However, if the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts, then we can be keen on all of the things of God.
主耶稣没有钉死以前，彼得是肉身跟着肉身的耶稣。
Before Jesus' crucifixion, Peter followed the physical, earthly Jesus.
那是看得见、听得见、摸得到的耶稣。
The Jesus that he could see, hear, and touch.
但是主耶稣升天以后，
But after Jesus went back to heaven,
他就借着他的灵浇灌在彼得心里面，活在彼得心里面，来带领指教彼得。
He poured out his Holy Spirit into Peter's heart and lived within his heart to teach him.
所以以后彼得得到圣灵以后，对神的心意就能够更敏感、更清楚。
After Peter received the Holy Spirit, he became all the more sensitive and clear about God's will.
所以今天我们讲，我们要跟着耶稣。请问耶稣在哪里？耶稣在天上啊。
Today, we all say we need to follow Jesus, but where is Jesus? He is in heaven.
那你怎么跟着耶稣呢?
So how would you follow Jesus?
当然就打开耶稣讲的话，他讲什么?
Of course, we need to open up the Bible and read his words.
但是有一些事情你找不到直接的答案呢?
But there are many things to which there are no direct and clear answers.
还有耶稣的灵住在我们里面。
But we have the Spirit of Jesus in our hearts.
所以当我们不断的祷告，耶稣的灵充满，我们就对耶稣的心意会很清楚。很肯定。
Through constant prayer, we will have a very clear and affirmative understanding of Jesus' will.
那这就是一种转变。
And that is a transformation.
这就是一种属灵的预备。
That is a way to equip ourselves spiritually.
使人能够成为合用的器皿。
So that we can be useful vessels.
做一个神所悦纳的服事。
And offer a ministry that's acceptable to God.
请看路加福音二十二章。
Let's read Luke chapter 22.
好，路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
三十一节
，Verse 31，
路加福音二十二章三十一节
，Luke 22:31，
主又对西门，撒旦要塞你得着你们，要塞你们像塞麦子一样。三十二节
，32，
我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。啊，三十三节
，33，
彼得说：主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心的。三十四节
,34,
耶稣说彼得我告诉你今天鸡还没有叫你要三次不认得我。这是主耶稣跟彼得的一段对话。
This was a conversation between the Lord and Peter.
这一段话也是一个预言。
And it turned out to be a prediction.、
哦、主耶稣在看彼得跟彼得在看彼得不一样。
The way Jesus looked at Peter was different from the way Peter himself looked at himself.
彼得把决心当作是一种信心。
Peter thought that his resolution was faith.
彼得把决心当作是一种能力。
He thought that his resolution was the source of his strength.
所以彼得有没有决心？有。
Was Peter resolved? Of course.
我要跟你一起死。
He said, I will follow you to death.
他确实是爱耶稣，他要跟你一起，主耶稣一起死。
He truly loved the Lord and wanted to die with Jesus.
但是从属灵上来看，
But from a spiritual perspective,
决心不等于信心。
Resolution does not equal faith.
决心不等于能力。
Resolution does not equal power.
决心是需要的。
Resolution is necessary.
但是除了决心之外，需要什么？
But something else is needed on top of resolution.
需要信心。
And that is faith.
那信心从哪里来？
And where does faith come from?
当然，信心从圣灵的浇灌来的。
Faith comes from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
那这个时候，彼得还没有得圣灵。
At this point, Peter had not received the promised Holy Spirit.
所以彼得其实是很软弱的。
He was, in fact, very weak.
但他不知道自己的软弱。
But he wasn't aware of his weakness.
所以圣经讲，后来彼得三次否认耶稣。
As the Bible describes, Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
主耶稣回头过来看。
And Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
耶稣没有一句责备的话。
Jesus said no word of rebuke.
他是回头过来看。
He simply turned and looked at Peter.
彼得看到耶稣的眼神。
Peter saw the eyes of Jesus.
彼得就出去痛哭。
He went out and wept bitterly.
那个眼跟眼相交，是多么厉害的一种谴责，我一种提醒。
When their eyes met, it was a very sharp reminder of for Peter.
你为什么这么软弱呢？
Why are you so weak?
我为你要钉死，但是你不敢承认我。
I am dying for you, yet you are.You disown me.
这个是彼得的一种转变。
And that caused a transformation for Peter.
那彼得不知道自己的软弱，所以祷告他就睡觉。
Because Peter wasn't aware of his weakness, he fell asleep when he was supposed to pray.
但是五旬节，他祷告就很认真了。
But on the day of Pentecost, his prayer became very fervent.
因为他自己亲身经历。
Because he had gone through a personal experience.
你有决心，但是你如果不祷告，还是可能你会三次否认耶稣。
He learned that despite the best resolution, if you do not watch and pray, you will end up denying the Lord 3 times.
今天有很多人很爱主。
Today, many people love the Lord very much.
对圣工也有大的志向。
And they have great resolve for sacred work.
这个都很感谢神。
All these are things to be thankful for.
但是我们从祷告的精神看起来。
But if we look at the spirit of prayer,
我们就发现很多人不知道自己很软弱。
We can see that many people are ignorant of their weakness.
为什么？
Why?
因为祷告，没有投入。
Because they don't put effort in their prayer.
好像彼得三次睡觉，祷告都睡觉。
Just like Peter, who fell asleep three times when he was supposed to pray.
客西马尼园有四个人在祷告。
Four people pray in Gethsemane.
主耶稣流泪大声哀哭。
The Lord Jesus prayed with tears and cry.
因为他知道带有肉体就有软弱。
Loud cries, and because he knew that because he was in the flesh, he had weaknesses.
所以他需要能力，不然这个十字架这个善事啊，他没有办法完成到底。
Jesus needed the power from above in order to accomplish his mission.
那这个三个人不知道自己软弱，他就睡觉，因为没有需要，没有需要你就会睡觉。
But the other three people did not see their own need, therefore they did not think it's important to pray.
有需要你就不会睡觉。
And that's why they fell asleep. Had they known that prayer was critical, they wouldn't have fallen asleep.
所以人在平安的时候很难祷告，很迫切。
That's why when things are going smooth, it's very difficult for people to offer fervent prayers.
因为很多人把平安当解释做不需要，我不需要。
Because many people feel that they don't need to pray when things are going fine.
但事实上，我们从属灵的眼光来看
，But in reality, when we look at this from a spiritual perspective,
人在平安的时候，常有隐藏的危机在里面。
When everything is going fine, there's actually a hidden crisis.
有时候是道理上你没有办法长进。
Sometimes the crisis could be being stagnant in the faith.
有时候是平安的环境，你下一代很难教。
And this, another hidden danger is the failure in teaching our younger generation.
如果我们能够看出那种需要，你在很平安的时候也会很迫切祷告。
But if we're able to see these deeper needs, then we will also still be fervent in our prayers, even though things seem to be going fine.
那我现在就是在肉眼看没有问题，在那灵里面看不见问题，所以我们在平安的时候就没有很少人迫切祷告。
So today, oftentimes our problem is that everything seems to be fine according to our fleshly eyes, but we fail to see in the spirit that there are hidden dangers, and we fail to pray.
如果我们每一个人有主耶稣这个眼光看到我们自己。
If all of us have the insight of our Lord Jesus Christ and be able to see ourselves,
我们可能会三次否认耶稣。
The fact that we may very likely deny the Lord Jesus three times,
我们的祷告会跟在克西马尼园一样。
Then our prayer will be like that of the Lord in Gethsemane.
所以属灵上的看见，看到耶稣所看到，这是一个关键。
So having the right spiritual perspective to see what Jesus is able to see is key.
但是彼得的转变就从他痛苦开始。
And Peter's transformation began with his bitter weeping.
所以人生总有一些转变的关键点。
There are often turning points in a person's life.
我们什么时候彻底的觉悟，我们才能够彻底的依靠神。
It's only when you come to a total understanding and awareness, that's when you will truly rely on God.
我们先来看哥林多后书。
Let's read 2 Corinthians
第五章
chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十七节
Verse 17
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的
Therefore if anyone is in Christ he is a new creation All things have passed away Behold, all things have become new
怎么把一个人彻底的转变呢
How can we change a person completely
要在基督里
He needs to be in Christ
他就是新造人
Because he will become a new creation
旧事已过一切都变成新的
The old things have passed, and everything becomes new.
旧的彼得，他的爱是含血气的。
The old Peter had a fleshly love.
旧的彼得是依靠自己的决心的。
The old Peter counted on his fleshly resolve.
但是在五旬节以后的彼得
，But the Peter after the Pentecost,
真的他进到基督里面
，was a Peter that was in Christ.
神的爱借圣灵浇灌在他里面。
God poured out His love upon him through the Holy Spirit.
神的灵充充满浇灌在他里面。
And God poured out His Holy Spirit into his heart.
所以彼得变成一个新的彼得。
Peter became a new person.
变成一个合主所用的器皿。
He became a vessel useful to the Lord.
这是一种很重要的转变。
This was a crucial transformation for Peter.
所以今天我们需要有这种属灵的更新跟转变。
Today we also need spiritual transformation and renewal.
我们要不断地进到基督里面。
And to do that, we need to constantly be in Christ.
你就发现我越来越新。
If we do that, we are always new.
我们自己会感觉我在更新。
We'll be renewed all the time.
我们可以从别人对我们的反应，从我们自己讲话的语气，从我们对事情的反应，从我们在环境当中的心境，自己会感觉到我们一直在更新。
And we'll also be able to sense our own renewal and growth. Through how we react to our situations, how we interact with others, etc.
所以我们在这里一个礼拜
We're gathered here for a week.
读经祷告
We read the Bible and pray.
我得到什么
What do we get from it?
可能你回到家里面
Maybe after we go home.
很多问题没有，还是没有解决
our problems are still unresolved.
你在世界上的事业也可能都一样。
Maybe everything will be back the same. Will be the same when you go back to work.
但是当我们不断进到基督里面
，But if we remain in Christ,
你就变成新的。
Then we are a new creation.
对相同的环境有新的感受。
We will have a new feeling towards the same environment.
对相同的问题有新的解释。
We will have a new way of looking at an old problem.
对相同的困难有新的答案。
We will have a new answer to an old issue.
因为基督在我们里面活着。
Because Christ lives in us now.
这个就是我们参加属灵宴会一个最好的这个一种回报。
This is the best payback or reward for attending a spiritual event like this.
要让我们更新。
And the goal is to be renewed.
所以我们在讲信主耶稣的好处，不能够一直从物质上来解释。
So when we talk about the blessings of believing in Christ, let's not just dwell on material blessings.
因为如果从物质上来解释，有一些人已经很老了，根本就不需要耶稣了。
Because if believing in Christ only results in material blessings, then the rich don't need Christ.
但是那一种内在的更新啊，这个是需要耶稣才能够做得到的。
But it is only through Jesus Christ that a person's inner person, inner heart can be renewed.
好，那彼得的工作第三点。
The third aspect of Peter's work.
啊，彼得的工作从使徒行传第二章看来。
According to Acts chapter 2.
啊，他就是啊，传福音。第二章十四节，他站起来高声传，在犹太人当中传福音。
Peter's work, first of all, involved preaching the gospel, as is recorded in Acts chapter 2, where he rose up and preached to the Jews.
啊，那到使徒行传第三章
，and when we come to Acts chapter 3,
啊，彼得啊，借着神的能力医好一个瘸腿的人。
By the power of God, Peter healed a crippled man.
哦，所以他好像一个管道，神的恩典借着这个管道流露到需要的人身上。
He became a channel through which the grace of God flowed to the one in need.
啊，所以你看彼得说，金银我都没有。
He said, silver or gold I do not have.
你想想看，今天如果有一个人说金银我都没有，他的生活还会快乐吗？
Today, if somebody has no silver or gold, would he be really happy in life?
因为金银我都没有，这个代表很多世界上有的你都没有。
Not having silver or gold represents not having a lot of the things that people desire in this life.
但是当彼得说，我奉拿撒勒名，耶稣的名叫你起来走。
But Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
这个人起来走了。
And this man indeed got up and walked.
你可以想象彼得那个时刻的满足喜乐有多大。
Just imagine the great joy that Peter experienced when this happened.
当你爱一个人。
When you truly love someone.
你发现这个人从困境当中转回，这个就是你的喜乐。
And you, when you see that this person is delivered from his predicament, then that gives you joy.
当我们感觉到自己很卑微，
when we feel that we are lowly,
但是你感觉到神跟你同在，
yet we feel God's presence in our lives.
这个就是一种满足。
That becomes our satisfaction.
所以彼得说，金银我都没有，这并不等于他是最可怜的人。
Even though Peter had no silver or gold, that doesn't mean he was the most wretched person.
如果一个人做圣工，觉得自己很可怜，因为物质上比不上人。
If a person, when serving God, thinks that he is miserable because he doesn't have the material possessions that other people do,
他还没有抓到做圣工的本质。
Then he hasn't found the true essence of serving.
因为物质上虽然缺乏，但是我们拥有别人所没有的。
We may be lacking materially, but we do have things that other people don't have.
就是属灵上的丰盛。
And that is spiritual abundance.
因着神的名的那一种权柄。
We have the authority that comes from the name of Jesus.
还有神对我们的尊重。
And we have the recognition and honor from God.
使我们奉他的名能够做出荣耀他的事情。
So that through his name, we can do things to glorify him.
所以这个工作本身虽然是在很多很卑微的人身上啊接触。
So even though the work was done upon the seemingly insignificant,
但是在这个工作里面可以看到神很高贵本质的流露。
But in doing such works, we can see the outflow of God's majestic grace.
就是对卑微的人的一种 关怀，还有施恩。
And we can see God's grace through our serving the lowly and the insignificant.
这个本身就是服侍神的一种赏赐。
And that in itself is a reward in serving God.
那我们从第B 点再看彼得对使命的了解与对做圣工的态度。
Let's now look at Peter's understanding of his mission as well as his attitude in serving.
如果一个人服侍神到最后伤害了自己，
If a person after serving God ends up hurting himself,
我们要问两个问题。
Then we need to ask two questions.
第一个，他是什么动机？
First, what is the motivation for him to serve?
第二个，他是存着什么态度？
Second, what attitude did he serve with?
如果一个人动机很纯正，
If a person has a pure motive,
态度很正确，
And it has the right attitude.
一个人一定可以从服事当中得到正面的果效。
Then he will definitely receive a positive result in serving God.
在每一个使徒身上，每一个神所用的工人上，我们可以看得出来。
And this is evident in every apostle and every worker of God that God used.
但是那个动机的纯正跟态度的正确，这个就是一种灵修的功夫。
But having a pure motive as well as a right attitude depends on our spiritual cultivation.
这个需要神在我们里面做工，我们最里面那个人看不见的部分才会有根本的改变。
We need God to be at work in us so that the inner person, the person that we cannot see, will undergo transformation.
好，我们先来看第三章，使徒行传第三章。
Let's read Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
十一节
，verse 11，
那个人正在称为所罗门下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，看得很稀奇。十二节
，twelve，
彼得看见就对百姓说：“以色列啊，为什么把这个事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们呢？”你看这个神迹行出来以后
，after the miracle was performed，
大家不只是看那个瘸腿的会走路。
The people, the crowd not only focused their attention on the healed man.
彼得说，你们为什么眼睛一直看我啊？
Peter asked them,
我们呢？
Why do you marvel? Why do you look so intently at us?
本来他们说是无学的小民。
They were uneducated men.
无学的小民谁会用眼睛去看呢？
Who would look so intently on uneducated men?
今天在街上一个很落魄的人，你会去看他吗？
Would you ever spare another look for someone who sits on the street?
在街上比我们低的人，你会去看他吗？
Would you take another look at someone who is more lowly?
这个是引不起一般人的注意的。
People who are lowly don't get attention.
但是现在他们眼睛一直看彼得。
But now the multitude looked intently at Peter.
彼得说，你们为什么觉得我们是凭自己的能力跟虔诚使这个人走路呢？
Peter said, why do you look at us as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk?
如果一个人会行神迹是因为他的能力跟他的虔诚，那就是这个人的功劳。
If a person performs a miracle because he is powerful or godly, then he gets the credit.
但是后来彼得说，我们也是人啊。
But Peter said, I am but a man.
所以他不敢让人用一种很尊敬或者是这很有一种偶像崇拜的眼睛来看他。
So he never allowed other people to admire him as if he was an idol.
所以这个叫做谦卑啊。
And that is humility.
从心里面的最深处了解我只是一个人。
To recognize that we are human from with the depth of our hearts.
神的能力显明，因素不是我。
And when God's power is manifested, it is not because of us.
是神对这个人的怜悯。
But it is due to God's mercy.
我只是一个工具。
And we are but vessels.
那神的能力怎么会显明呢？
And why does God's power manifest itself?
16节。
Verse 16.
我们因为信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见这个人健壮了。
And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know.
所以这个人会身体健壮，是因为耶稣的名。
This man became strong because of the name of Jesus.
所以耶稣的名应当被称赞。
So let the name of Jesus be praised.
耶稣的名应该被高举。
Let the name of Jesus be exalted.
彼得知道，我只是一个器皿。
Peter knew that he was only a vessel.
这个就是他服侍神的一个态度。
This was his attitude in serving God.
了解我们只是一个人。
To know he knew that he was only human.
所以我们对从圣经里面来看使徒行传的工人。
from the Acts of the Apostles, we can learn from the workers in the Apostolic Church.
让我们来学习今天我们要怎么样来服侍神。
And from them, we can learn how to serve God today.
圣经已经给我们讲清楚。
The Bible has given us a very clear teaching.
复兴使徒教会就要回到圣经来找答案。
If we want to restore the Apostolic Church, we need to find answers in the Bible.
如果我们看不到答案，要向神恳求。
And if we're not able to see the answer, we need to pray to the Lord.
主啊，我要能看见。
Saying, Lord, I want to see.
可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
有时候我们在做圣工真的很可怜啊。
Sometimes in serving God, we are indeed wretched.
神的旨意隐藏在圣经里面。
God's will is hidden in the scriptures.
我们找不到，看不到。
But we are not able to see it or find it.
要到世界去找答案，去借答案。
We have to go to the world to find answers and borrow answers.
要来兴旺神的国。
In hopes of reviving the kingdom of God.
这个不是可怜吗？
Isn't that a wretched attempt?
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
耶稣是当头。
Jesus is the head.
耶稣的生命在教会里面。
The life of Jesus is in the church.
我们到外面去找答案，要来兴旺耶稣的身体。
And are we to seek answers outside of the church to revive the body of Christ?
这个不是可怜吗？
Isn't that a wretched attempt?
所以今天我们在教会负担圣工。
Today, as we shoulder up church work,
我们不只看到那个瞎眼的人很可怜。
Well, we should not only pity those who are blind.
有时候最可怜是我们自己。
Sometimes, we are the ones to be pitied.
圣经翻开来看不到答案。
We have the Bible open before us, but we cannot see the answer.
所以我们要向神呼求。
So we need to cry out to God.
主啊，可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
我要能看见。
I want to see, Lord.
当你看到了。
When you are able to see,
你就知道教会要怎么带领。
You will know how to lead the church.
圣工要怎么发展。
You will know how to revive the church work.
但是我们要能看见。
But we need to first see.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together.
二十分钟，我们一起迫切来祈祷。
For 20 minutes, let us pray fervently.
时间到，我就摇铃。
And we'll ring the bell when the time is up.